Blowy.
Keep that in mind, but I'll be with my father, and he loves sports and won't, and he doesn't talk all day. His birthday is January 1st. I know yours said yours is January 2, right? January 9th?
Yeah, January 8th.
8th, almost.
Exactly, Will. 2 weeks after Christmas, 1 week after New Year's, same day, they're on all the time.
But who's
one,
counting?
Two, three.
So... Out of your head.
Those aren't your memories. They're somebody else's. Those aren't your memories.
Because I sucked on dog dick before.
Somebody else's. Those aren't your memories.
Because I sucked on dog dick before.
Those aren't your memories. Those aren't your memories.
And because you giving a dog a blowjob. I have sucked on a horse. You know, I didn't get it very far in my mouth.
Sometimes I suspect I'm not who I think I am.
Those aren't your memories. There's somebody else.
Oh, I fell down the stairs. Whoa.
You listen to Melissa. Sorry. You know the TV show Facts of Life?
Are you gonna let me lick your pussy? I like sucking on a dog. I love licking pussy. I love licking pussy. I like sucking on a dog. I have sucked on a horse. I like sucking on a dog. I love licking pussy. I love licking pussy. I like sucking on a dog. I love licking pussy. I love licking pussy. I love licking pussy. I love licking pussy. I love swallowing cum. I said no. I love swallowing cum. I love licking pussy. 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 I like sucking on a dog.
Testing.
Sometimes I suspect I'm not who I think I am.
Testing. My little glitches.
Where's my purse? Where's my purse?
What?
Where's my purse? Where's my purse?
You know, I love... Oops, hold on.
Too much music.
Yeah, fuck off. Jesus Christ.
Walter Spaniard.
Why do you have to be such a piece of garbage the second
I fell down.
Why can't you just not complain about the show for at least 3 seconds after I start? Too much music. Well, you know what? Fuck you.
No, I was saying,
I was about to stop the music. But you know what? When you tell me to do shit, it makes me do the fucking opposite, you asshole. Fuck you. Fuck you, Cheryl.
I don't have $40,000.
Fuck you, Cheryl.
Okay, hold on,
Miss Hudson. If you love Jesus, that's why it amazes me when people say I'm so alone. You have your angels, you have your guide. That's why it amazes me when people say I'm so alone. You have your angels, you have your guide. That's why it amazes me when people say I'm so alone. You have your angels, you have your guide. That's why it amazes me when people say I'm so alone. You have your angels, you have your guide. That's why it amazes me when people say I'm so alone. You have your angels, you have your guide. That's why it amazes me when people say I'm so
alone. Are you going to behave?
Well, yes.
So I was thinking, I love those Kathy clips, but I feel weird playing them because they're not really my clips.
What do you mean they're not your clips?
Well, the audio is not up to par.
I didn't. No, I like them. They're wonderful. I mean, they were. Deborah made them on her show. I don't really feel like they're my property. You know what I mean? Like, I don't steal Deborah's material and post it on YouTube.
Well, I do.
Like some non-donators such as Reagan Fox. I don't do that, you see?
It's like the opposite of a donation.
Yeah, a steal. Yeah, a steal. That's right.
I'm going to sue her.
Yes, a steal.
You should. You should report her.
I think we should add the report.
Clean out her mother's.
Where is everybody? Maybe if you did a live video on Facebook, Mansion, and said, "People, I'm live doing a Grom."
Yeah, I'm glad we. I'm glad you brought that up because this is the main topic I wanted to discuss tonight. First of all, I don't have much voice in me, so you two are going to have to do most of the
time. I don't have any voice at all.
You never have, and you're an asshole and a cunt. But I've been getting over it. I've had a cold this weekend, and I feel like I've gotten a reprieve, so I don't know how long it's going to last. But the thing is, we really need... I mean, I love that people donate. It's wonderful. We've been forcing them to, which is great, because they ain't going to grow without it. But really, if you want to relieve the burden of this donation, you need to please help us promote this Grom. I mean, everybody's talking. Even Rachel Ken made that obesity video, right? And she shamelessly promotes this thing with these fat women where, you know, with dust, right? These fat women with their dust, with their colored dust.
Popcorn lung.
Yeah. And she's shameless, you know, people, but, and these people, like, she's like, can you guys help? There's like, can you guys help me on Golden Circle? And everybody promoted tweeting her obesity video to all these different people. Everybody's helping Rachel. But nobody promotes this fucking show. Nobody ever tweets. Like, when I post the show, nobody, except maybe Cheryl and...
Edith doesn't even post.
Edith doesn't because she's a feminist and all her... She's ashamed of what we do. This is her
aren't
shame.
Aren't most people ashamed of this, Grom?
Well, that's tough shit. You shouldn't be ashamed of it. It's wonderful. And
people aren't ashamed of Howard Stern.
You know what? If I forgive you. Edith is very supportive of the show. If she doesn't want to promote it, I forgive her. But come on. Everybody else, you have no Scott Sutton posts about shit. Jeffrey Robbins with his bathhouse Down syndrome people that he have sex. You can't post about this shit. Scott Sutton.
He's got a small dick.
Scott Sutton posting about the goddamn, you know, sexual addicts that he's flirting with. And Matt Peters with his God knows everything's about Mammy and the slave foundations and how he's treated like a. Yeah, all you people, there's no reason why you can't. You have. Just please, this is what you do with the fucking internet. If the show is good enough to waste your time listening to, you should be able to share it, please. And if you don't want to share it, tell me, what is it about the show that makes you unable to share? What is it?
And then we'll change.
We'll edit it. We'll make custom versions for each one of you. But come on, who gives a fuck?
He's calling his parents right now so that they listen to the horse fuck prolapse Grom.
Yeah, start with the worst, and then it can only get
Excuse
better.
Me, but
down.
That was on Deborah's House of Deborah, House of Cheryl, House of whatever.
We never have done anything like that. No.
Listen, yes. So what? Yeah. It doesn't. Just fucking do it, please. Do it. All you
in
have to
the
do
chat
is
room
to...
right now, we oh, have yeah. Kathy's up. Cow and Kathy's fish smell as users.
All you have to do is retweet. And I need more Twitter followers, too. Come on, I'm tired of being a loser. You can quote me. Madge is tired of and I need to be more Madgy. I am tired of being a loser. I'm tired of having less than 2,000 followers. It's fucking embarrassing. Katy Perry has what?
Bots.
200 million.
Yeah, and, they balance.
And even the ones I have are mostly bots. Because, like, I have another Twitter where I use a different name, and it has, like, maybe 300 followers, but yet I get more people that actually read the posts.
Oh, man, you know how you get more followers?
We're eating? By eating and being an idiot?
Them. There's services and you just pay people.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about real followers. I'm talking about actual followers.
Interactive followers that are part of the conversation.
Sponsor a giveaway, you know, something that costs like $10 and you make people follow you and shit. Mm-hmm.
Well, Rachel Maddow is going to do an expose about how all my followers are Russian bots. And that's going to fix every fucking thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, please. shut up already for a second, because my voice is about to end. But just fucking cross-promote my shit, our shit. All you need to do is reshare it on Facebook from the Yeast on the Yeast Radio pages, Yeast Radio Podcast on Facebook. And please, get a fucking Twitter account, goddammit, and fucking retweet my shit. Bloated Lesbian on Twitter. We talk one at a time. One at a time. People have one ear, not two. Get a Facebook. Follow me, Bloated Lesbian. Madge Weinstein is my name. I'm a lesbian. Follow, retweet my shit. It is not that fucking hard. Whatever social media you're on, god damn it. Do something to promote the show. That's how it fucking works. And I hate this shit. I hate promotion, but it's disgusting when I see everybody has to promote. That's how it works in America, in this capitalist garbage. So you have to help me. If not, you're going to keep, unless you want to keep making huge donations to get a grum. If you want to have to donate $50 to get a grum, fine. But if you wanted to share the burden with other people, maybe you should get more people listening to this fucking shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, we were discussing Kathy. Now, Deborah, that was, I really enjoyed that. I was saying the only reason I didn't want to play the clip, I felt embarrassed playing the clips because they're not mine, but I will play them anyway, of course.
Yeah, obviously.
Cheryl, you're a moron.
What?
A clip is 2 megabytes? That's not a clip.
Well, you know, some of them need to be longer. Like,
Cheryl, no, you make clips. You don't make you make soundboard clips, drops.
But they're so good, man.
Okay, but that's in a different. You should put that in a different fucking folder called long shit that I'm not.
Listen, then you organize it. I at least made clips. Normally, you yell at me because I don't do anything.
Okay, well, thank you. I do like the clips. Fuck off.
Are you going to let me lick your pussy? Bossa, 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 bossa. Because I've sucked on dog dicks before.
Deborah, what's that weird echo? Do you do that on purpose?
Yes.
I don't like it.
Did the horse finish?
Yes.
In your mouth?
Yes.
Oh my god, what did it taste like?
Tasted like sperm.
Like humans? Mm-hmm.
Deborah, I also have a question. When you remove the silence, do you have an option as to like how much to do?
Yes, you have a setting where you can change out the dBs.
Too much happen.
I would like it if there were a little bit more space, just a tiny bit. You know what I mean? You do it the way Howard Stern does it, which he does it too, but I think he overdoes it as well. I would like a little more space so it doesn't sound like, because you know.
But at least you can fit all this content in a short grum.
Right.
Did the horse finish?
Yes.
In your mouth?
Yes.
You know, I have this app that I've been using for my podcast. It's called Pocket Cast, and it does that for any podcast.
I'm sorry,
fuck
I couldn't hear
you
over the chair.
You know what? I'm sorry, but we have to have technical difficulty. Sorry.
Ow!
I'll wait for Cheryl to eat. We have Mac and Trainer to babysit us. We'll just wait for Cheryl to eat and listen to some Mac and Trainer.
Did the horse?
Who's that? Yes.
Sexy thing I see over there.
You know what?
That's me. Standing in the mirror.
You listen to me.
Put that acid thing hanging around my neck.
All right.
That's gold. Show me some respect. Oh,
I think I got it every day.
And I can't help loving myself. And I don't.
Done, Cheryl? Done?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we have a lot of time. We have a whole hour and 45 minutes. If you want to spend the time eating, I'm sure the audience would love to listen to Mag and Trainer.
Have you ever given the dog a blowjob?
Yeah, that's great. We don't need to play the clips because we can listen to you eat and listen to Mag and Trainer instead. That's fine.
What's a Mag and
Trainer? Because I've sucked on dog dicks before.
She sucked off the cast.
Yes.
In your mouth?
Yes.
Oh my god, what did it taste like?
Tasted like sperm.
Like humans? Or the dog?
Not exactly. Tasted more like the dog than human.
Was it like gooey or no?
It was just like, you know, a human.
Yeah, okay, Cheryl, I need shorter clips than that, but thank you. I'm so grateful to you. For everyone, this is coming from Church of Deborah's podcast number 92. If you didn't know that, Church of Deborah has Deborah.
What's 91, 92, and 93?
Okay, so fine. Yeah. But that clip was from 92, the one that was too long.
Do you know what I would like to do sometime?
No.
You know the TV show Facts a Lot?
Okay, these are too long.
Do you listen to Melissa?
Cheryl.
All right. Well,
too long.
We're at the school for.
Where are the short ones? These are too long. 7.3 megabytes, Cheryl? What are you doing? Are you trying to... Why don't you make your own fucking show?
I couldn't cut it. It was so good.
Well, then you're a bad editor. She was so good at being Jerry Jewell. I really enjoyed that.
I fell down
the stairs. Oh, I have stuck on a horse. You know, I didn't get it. Okay. But have you given a dog a blowjob?
Now that's a good clip, Cheryl.
Horses are very, very large.
Also a good clip.
You know, I didn't get it very far in my mouth.
Yes, that's what we're talking about.
Big one.
I have sucked on a horse. I like sucking on a dog. I love licking pussy. I love licking pussy. I love licking pussy.
These are my favorite pairs.
Yeah, but do you think that she's going to be a man that hears a clip pussy of herself and realizes that you recorded her?
I love licking pussy.
I think that'd be the end of that.
I think she would explode.
How come
you know, Matt, there's all these clips of her glitching
out.
Sorry,
I hear eating. I'm sorry, I hear eating.
Don't need nobody else. Nuh-uh. If I was you, I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too. If I was you, I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me.
I love making pussy. I love
I walk in like a timepiece. I go straight to VIP. I never pay for my drinks. My entourage behind me. My life's a movie, Tom.
I love making pussy.
And even if they try to,
I love making pussy. I love licking 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 pussy.
Okay, are we done eating, or do we need to hear some more Megan?
You know how she glitches out so much?
Like you?
Well, no. I mean, Kathy always has these glitches, and sometimes it sounds almost like a computer, but she just, I know, isolated a lot of them for you. They're huge. So sometimes she does it, and I think...
I love swallowing cum.
...that you weren't actually a young lesbian, Deborah. She would have the largest glitch, and she would...
I said no.
She got some mind.
And she goes, and when you call her out, she goes,
like you, when you...
So, we've got a few money raising...
All I hear is chewing.
Kathy's an AI. That's right.
I love licking pussy. I love licking pussy. I love licking pussy. I love licking pussy.
I thank God every day that I woke up feeling this way. And I can't help loving myself. And I don't need nobody else.
And I have got this. So we've got two things. One is there's an unreleased clip, which, you know, I think that Deborah's trying to be sensitive to trans issues.
I've sucked on dog's dick before.
Oh, yeah. I know which one you're
talking
about.
I've sucked on dog's dick before.
What song were you playing in the background of that, Deborah?
When the transition song?
Yeah. No.
No, I don't want to be mean.
Oh, but it's so good. You might say, can you handle the pussy? Really good.
Did you isolate that one?
Yeah.
Well, Madge can share it if she feels like it's proper.
What's the name of it? No.
This is a way that you can get more donations. I'm really so amazing.
Cheryl, will you tell me what the name of this clip is you're talking about?
Deborah can describe it. I just sent it to her.
Oh, you? It's not in the thing?
No, it's this unreleased secret clip.
Well, put it in the goddamn holder.
She does. She wants to use it as barter for donations.
Cheryl, why don't you create content of your own?
I did, you fucking cunt.
What? You edited Deborah's clips. That's nice, but that's not... I'm talking about, why don't you create your own content? Why don't you actually be on a Grum? Last week, I wasn't able to attend because I
this
hadn't received...
This week's show about women asking for money.
I hadn't received enough donations, but you could have... I thought you were going to be on that show with Deborah. Instead, you supposedly were just behind the scenes giving her directions.
Yeah. She's using this great cervix for audio only. Works pretty wild.
Yeah, that's what.
But Cheryl, you need to participate too, especially since you're getting one third of the donations.
I was busy.
Doing what? Nothing?
I was laughing so hard.
Like, you know, you told me last week yours smells like fish.
My wife was sleeping in the other room, then I almost woke him up. I had to put a blanket over my face. I was laughing so hard.
Laughing isn't work, Cheryl.
Yeah, it was.
It is when you're entertaining.
So, what other kind of camel have you done? Right.
Okay.
What?
Okay, what?
Anyway.
She gets so mad.
So can we call her?
Yeah, no. I vetted.
Not talking to her until we get quieter.
Fuck you, Cheryl. You know? You'll do what I tell you to do, because you don't earn this fucking money you get. So you'll do what you need to do.
No.
Okay, then no money.
Don't you agree with me, Deborah?
I don't care who agrees with you. I'm the only one with the PayPal, honey.
She's the one that's got the mouse PayPal to the button. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, the button to the PayPal mouse?
I'm confused.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, we can call them.
Can we talk about something real quick, though? Seriously.
Seriously.
I want to talk about Condolence Gate. Because I don't understand why everybody's so all up in arms about whether or not Trump apologized to some dead person's mother properly or not, when there's fucking health care going down the toilet, and there's this budget that's going to make rich people even richer, but all little bitty American brains can handle is the fact that somebody didn't get a good apology. What the fuck is that?
Man, it seems like a common sense piece of decency that one would, you know, act a certain way about
so what?
This something.
And who would expect that from the president? From this president?
So,
who would expect that? And why is it...
Something that would normally have a wide appeal to many people that would show insanity and, you know, there's not room to argue.
What are you talking about? I'm talking about healthcare. I'm talking about the budget. You're talking about some nonsense. I don't get it.
No one cares about healthcare until you take the
poor
people's
healthcare
away, man.
No, they do care. They do care if people report on it in the fucking news instead of reporting on something simple that isn't, that's just retarded and personality based and emotion based. So you can just be like, nah, 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 he said, she said, because it's about an argument. It doesn't require any sort of depth or sort of studying or knowledge or critical thought. It just requires a stupid fucking American dumbass brain. What?
I agree with the Giga. Just take a knee.
Yeah, it probably will fix a lot of problems.
I don't know. Take a knee, why? There's nothing wrong with my knee. Why do I need another one?
You got a foul fish smell.
Why do I need another knee? I have my knees are fine. Knock on wood.
If you were to kneel, it would fix
you two are useless
things.
To discuss anything, I mean, other than
poopy paying me.
Yeah.
Well,
no wonder nobody wants to share this Grum. Oh, God, I seriously don't get this shit.
Listen, and out of all honesty, people can relate to, you know, people dying and how somebody's going to handle it versus somebody trying to figure out about their health care and what's coming and going and also with these fucking taxes.
What are you saying, Deborah? I don't understand what you're saying.
They don't care.
Who doesn't care?
Sensationalized. The American people.
I don't think it's about the American people. I think it's about the media and what they choose to project on
the
media.
The media only sells what people want, honey. Mm-hmm. Why is reality TV so popular? Because that's what people want.
No, it's not just what people want. It's also what their advertisers will not stop them giving money to do. Indirectly, it's what people want. Directly, the money comes from advertisers. So the people have to want to see it in order to bring in viewers. But if the viewers bring in viewers bring in viewers and the advertisers won't pay for it, then that stops it. They're closer in the chain. It's not just what people want. And when media companies are owned by corporations, then the corporations are controlling. No, there's a lot. You're downplaying what the importance of the media is, I think. If people explained what was going on in healthcare on the news like they're supposed to, that's their job. People would be educated. Instead of being like, Condolence Gate, number one breaking story, some lady in a hat with a really high voice was like, Trump this, Trump that. Who gives a fuck? I don't give a fuck who she apologized. That cowboy hat.
Are you talking about the spackle?
I'm talking. No, I'm not talking about me, turd. I'm talking about the lady with the cowboy hat, the congresswoman.
I think it's okay if we catch him doing multiple things wrong, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, yeah, the healthcare stuff we need to worry about.
No, you don't. That's not. There's nothing even close. Okay, so like, if you're talking about equivalences, there this condolence silliness is like one dot. Like, if you have a screen of 10,000 dots that makes up something you should look at, I would say this fucking condolence thing is like one or two dots, and the rest of the dots are like important things. Because condolence gate doesn't mean anything except we have a bad president who's a nasty guy. Like, we didn't know that when people voted for him, even though he was like, oh, give me a Tic Tac and a pussy in my face. You know what I mean? Like, this is nothing surprising here. Oh, he's still an asshole, even though he was an asshole yesterday and the day before?
What are you doing for Aunt Rosie?
What?
Aunt Rosie, according to
the fuck are you talking about?
Okay. Excuse me?
What the fuck are you talking about, Aunt Rosie?
Eggs and the Puss says Aunt Rosie is a theoretical person to promote the Grum to. It's like you'd share the Grum to your Aunt Rosie. So, is this what we're doing? School for Girls? Oh, sorry, did that ruin your train of thought?
I'm confused.
No. Oh, no.
All I want to know is whoever brought up this idiotic idea, did they give us a lot of money?
Eggs and the Puss often gives us money.
I think Aunt Rosie, that's a great point you bring up. Yes. Yes. Share it with her. Thank you for that. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Okay, but the point is this. Yeah, you're right, Mange. When you look at the big picture, okay, honey, you're right. But
I don't need to be told
again,
I'm right just because I need to be right to be
into
sure.
That. Okay, but say if the news was to do that, well, the crazy people still aren't going to watch that channel anyway, so what does it even matter anymore with the news in general? People are only searching for what they want to hear.
Yeah, but the problem isn't the crazy people. The problem is not that the crazy people, it's the problem that the people who aren't crazy, the people who should be on the side of sane people, are not getting the information. So people like, let's say us, people that would normally be Democrats or something like that, instead of focusing on how can we mobilize and get our arguments together and our talking points together about healthcare and about the budget, instead of that, we're focusing our brain power on condolences and bowing and knees. It's nonsense. It's not that the stupid people, of course they're not paying attention, they're morons. What do you expect? But we need to be mobilized as opposition to those idiots. And we're not, when all we're doing is talking about fucking condolences. It's fucking pointless. It's a waste of time. All we're doing is giving news something harmless to talk about so that they can get their money from their advertisers and not accomplish a fucking thing for the country. That's not their job. That is not the job of the media. They're supposed to be the fourth duty caca or whatever they call it.
For the state.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But I'd much rather talk to your girl. Can we call her?
Yeah. Let me just get her up.
Is she going to answer? Because last time I don't think she did. You might have to call her and tap her in. Are you able to do that?
No, I called her like literally.
And she's mad at you already.
Oh, did you say literally? Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. I think
Rachel Kahn visited Sheldon this week, and I told Sheldon, I said, it's very rare to have a poet visit you who enjoys saying literally a lot. So please count the number of times Rachel Kahn says literally, but I haven't heard back from her.
Is she from the Kahn family, like the 5-star gold star general or whatever?
Totally.
Oh my God, I literally didn't even know what to do with my video with all the dust.
Did we get
promoted it literally 1,000 times.
Yeah, with my obese ladies.
Nobody was killed during the filming of this video.
Rachel was very much bothered by the fact that Cheryl said she looked fat in that red dress or something.
Oh my God, really?
You mean you?
No, I wasn't in the video, you piece of garbage.
I would not. Oh my God, I think I would be lesbian with Rachel, though.
Would you? Why?
I don't know. Like, there's like this mystic force behind her, and I feel like our lip glosses would kiss, and it would like make a static energy, and we'd be locked forever as lovers.
I know
it's
what
really
it
weird.
Is.
On the show notes, why does it say we need to call Miss Tracy and ask her about the storm?
Because they had the hurricane. They had the hurricane a week ago, honey. What?
Well, Miss Tracy hasn't been answering, but I'm fine calling her, but she probably won't answer.
Okay, now listen. Oh, wait.
I gotta pull okay. up that shit.
Okay, on Kathy, we cannot play, like, we cannot ruin it, though, right?
Okay, so tell us the rules. What do you want us
to
do?
No, we gotta string her out.
Okay, yeah, go. Like, you know, no crazy coming in, like, oh my god.
You never got her to talk to Steve more. She was so mad.
But can't you work me in? Because I'm a lesbian.
She was drunk.
I should be able to talk to her without...
If worst comes to worst and you break in, I'll just be like, you're my boyfriend.
I want you to tell me. I'm willing to go with whatever rules we set up here, but we should discuss them. But I would like to talk to her if there's a way I can without fucking it up.
Okay.
Shut up, Cheryl. One. You're useless as a pimple on a dick, you piece of garbage. Shit cunt.
You don't tell anybody about the Fight Club. Rule two, you don't discuss the Fight Club. Rule three, you don't break in randomly, you know, like pussy, or do not play clips of herself with her.
So in other words, don't do anything that's really obviously going to fuck it up, which I would normally do anyway.
Yeah, we'll say
that. I don't know if I can do that. I'm going to call Carrie Laundrie. Hold on. They won't answer. Don't
call. Oh, wait.
Quiet on the sket.
Carrie Laundrie.
Okay, this has... Stop. Stop it. I don't think they're answering.
Carrie Laundrie, Angela speaking. How to please?
Oh, honey. Angela. This is Deborah, honey, from Yeast Radio Yeast.
Hey, sweetheart.
Honey, did you get your gift card?
No, they didn't send me anything.
What? Really? Are you being serious? How is everything from the storm, honey?
Oh, we trying to bounce back.
Oh, honey, what's going on? How is it doing down there weather wise?
Okay, yeah. Other than that, everything is okay.
Did y'all lose any washers or anything?
Huh?
Did y'all lose anything? Any washers, panties, anything?
No. We all right. We just lost power for a while.
Oh, Lord, and I know that's
back up.
Well, I know that's horrible when you think about it, because, you know, no power, no washers. Y'all had to do everything by hand, didn't y'all? I guess it makes it easy because there's water outside. Y'all could just open the windy and just let it wash off the soap or something.
Yes, ma'am. thank you for calling.
Oh, you
can't... A bit of cleaning up.
Honey. Oh, she's around, yeah. I already know how she is. We'll get you, honey.
Okay, take care.
Mm, you too, bye, honey.
Oh, God, Deborah. Cheryl, you're useless. Why can't you better get in there and say something? What the fuck is wrong with you? You used to be part of this program.
I was waiting for you to say.
Oh, eggs. Eggs, you lie. You didn't send her nothing. Maybe Miss Tracy took it.
Deborah, Cheryl, why don't you participate anymore? What's wrong with you?
Well, because I don't want to ruin the cool.
It was already ruined. She hung up after 3 seconds. What the fuck is wrong with you? Why don't you participate?
What do you want me to say? Do you do diapers?
Yes, anything.
She'd say, oh, not this again.
Are you on antipsychotics? Are you on antipsychotics? Because you're not as psychotic as you used to be.
Yes.
I think Cheryl's heavily medicated on the right.
Yeah, me too. Like,
can't you go back on pot?
Yeah.
Can't you go back on pot and benzos? You're really boring on Seroquel. How much weight did you gain on it?
Oh, God. A lot. I'm like that one on YouTube.
All right, now I'm going to punish Cheryl. This is your purgatory. This is like a hazing, because this call is going to have to be all you.
Listen.
Right? Well, you can guess.
I'm no bored.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be it.
Oh, not saying anything.
Yes, you are.
Duck, tan.
Hi, you've reached the right place.
Motherfucker.
Oh, this is the helpline. Hello.
Hi, honey. Just calling to see how you're doing.
How are you?
I'm all right. You know, gotten pregnant again and all that, but
I know.
I've been thinking about you and worried about how you're doing.
I'm doing okay. Doing what I gotta do.
Is the helpline going all right, honey?
Is what?
How's the helpline been?
Busy.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you got a good baby save rate. You know, keep working that line and keep doing your thing.
You're amazing. You know that? Mm-hmm.
Thank you, honey. I appreciate it. And I hope you have a wonderful evening. You too, honey.
I really like you.
Oh, thank you. All right.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Woo, I made a new friend.
Cheryl, yes, you just got her up.
That's the first time. That's the first time she didn't just hang up.
Well, you hung up. You were like, let me go. I'll let you go. What the fuck was that, Cheryl?
Because she's the one who always just hangs up. She doesn't say anything.
Yeah, she stays on.
That's why I wanted you to say you were supposed to fight with her. Well, fine. At least you talked. I won't give you 2 minutes. But
maybe we can get an insider. Cheryl can become friends with her and she'll start ratting on one of those.
She's like the new chief advisor probably to, 45 and... these people are serious now, Maggie. You don't understand.
Okay. I'm gonna call Kathy now. I'd like to say this.
No, look at all these other numbers we got. Don't blow the load.
No, I'm blowing the load now, Deborah. When we call Kathy, I won't ruin it. But I would like you to do me a favor and try not to say anything that's gonna upset her. Like at the end of last call. I mean, I know it was funny, but I feel like that's what's gonna wear her down. Too fast.
Yeah.
Like saying, right. Like when you say, you get so irritating that you're like a child that you want to slap. Or you're like, but what if she does? But what if she does? Well, you can't do that. Not till you want to get rid of the relationship. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. That's probably why she's so rude to me now.
Exactly. Because you annoyed her. She doesn't want to fuck you anymore because you're annoying.
Ask about animals.
So maybe you should apologize.
Flower isn't flower.
But maybe you can just apologize and say, like, I'm really sorry. I was thinking about the way I acted. I was really turned on by you. And sometimes, my vagina gets ahead of myself, and I don't want to be annoying, so...
You're all dominant, and you said you were submissive.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Wait, Kathy said she was submissive, right?
But then she turned on. She's dominant and very bi.
But didn't she say she was submissive when you first started talking to her?
Yeah, and she said she was very bi, and she lied, because then she said she doesn't like dick.
Can you, if you could get her back to the place where you're role playing with retards, that would be good for me.
Okay.
But whatever. Okay, I'm going to call her now. She probably won't even answer, so I don't know. And I would say put Cheryl on the phone, but I know Cheryl will ruin it.
Yeah.
I would still love that. Whatever. Okay, it's ringing.
What happened?
Hello.
Hey, Kathy. Hi. What are you doing?
I'm sitting here watching TV.
I just wanted to call you back. I really wanted to talk to you. I've been thinking about it all week. I am so sorry for the way I acted last week. And I just wanted to apologize.
Okay.
I don't know. I just felt like maybe you took maybe it the wrong way, or I was being kind of like, sometimes, to be honest with you, since this is really new to me, I know I was really being annoying, and sometimes it's like I don't think with my head. Like, I just let my body, like, you know what I mean? Like, that other part of me, like, just like it takes control. And I know it's probably because I'm young, and like a lot of, like, at least guys, because I've never been with a girl yet, but like a lot of guys tell me that, like, sometimes they're like, Heather, you never like think with your head, you're just always going straight to that. You know what I mean?
Fine.
So I don't know, like, how did you feel about the situation?
You mean when I told you that I was having dinner with a friend?
Yeah, and I kept annoying you, wanting.
I figured that you wanted to talk to me, but I couldn't at such a time.
Yeah. And I know, like, I hope I didn't put you in an uncomfortable spot when, I called you with my friend Steve.
You kind of did. What was that all about?
He just, like, found out that, like, we were talking, and he found out, like, that I was having thoughts about lesbian stuff.
Okay. You told me very early on that you had never shared you with anybody else, right?
Wait, what now? It cut out.
You told me very early on that no one else knew about your other side, right?
No.
Yes, you did.
It's complicated. That was what my computer was telling you.
No, I asked you, and you told me that I was the first person that you ever shared this with.
About me having fantasies. But then when I talked to Steve on the chat line, and he asked, and I said I was talking to this one girl, and that's when he was like, oh my God, call her up. Let's meet. We need to do this.
Okay. So what all does he know about you? Why are you getting upset?
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm not getting upset at Kathy. It's just, he doesn't know. He just knows that, like, I thought about him.
You thought about what? That,
Vivian.
Huh? Why are you having a hard time talking now? And especially with me. We have been over this, right, Heather?
Correct.
Okay. So why are you having problems telling me something? Huh?
Because I just get nervous when I say it.
You get nervous when you say what?
You know, that, like, you asked me, like, what I've been thinking about being a, you know, being with a girl.
Why does that make you nervous?
Because I'm so scared that, like, other people are going to find out.
Well, why would anyone find out? I'm the only one that you told, right? And the Steve person?
Yeah, you and Steve. He doesn't know about the animals. But, Kathy, he doesn't know about the animals.
So?
I'm just saying he doesn't. I didn't tell him everything. But from what what he told me, Steve seems to be very supportive of lesbians.
Okay. And so why are you having trouble getting the words out that you were trying to tell me something? What was it that you were trying to tell me that you couldn't get out?
When? Today? Or when we were role-playing?
When you were trying to tell me something just a minute or two ago.
my bloated lips or something.
Why are you having trouble saying something that I still haven't figured out yet?
Wait, I'm confused. I mean, like, you talking about, like, my stutter?
Why are you having trouble telling me something that you should know better?
I don't understand what you mean. Like,
you were trying to tell me something.
Oh, like what I was saying earlier. Earlier.
Like a minute and a half ago, and then
Oh, no, it's, you know, you said something else and took me off topic, silly. Oh, my goodness, Kathy. No, I was telling you, like, when I was telling Steve and stuff about, like, I wanted to eat, like, your pussy and stuff, about your lips and how tight you were. That's what I was going to say, but then you asked something else, and it, like, you know, like, I get sidetracked.
Okay.
And, like, you know the videos you made me watch, like, the porn videos?
Yeah.
Like, you have me addicted to that. Like, on my Google thing, it recommends, like, all these other videos, and it's just, like, nonstop, like, stuff. It's, like, lesbian porn and stuff, like, nonstop. It's crazy.
And are you watching it?
I've been trying to learn stuff. Like, there's this thing called scissoring. Do you know about that?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I want to try that. It looks so, oh, my God, it looks so fun. Like, this one video, like, the girl, like, poured, like, oil all over herself, and then they were just, like, going at it. Oh, and then I watched this one video where this one girl, she injected, like, saline stuff into her lips, like, her, you know, her pussy lips, and it made them bigger, and it said, like, lesbians, like, it, like, makes it seem like they got really huge. It was, like, crazy. Yeah, it was, like, so good.
But you have to remember, those are movies that someone had made, and that's not what everyday common lesbians do.
Oh.
Those are movies made for people that want to watch that to watch it.
Oh, so...
So what you saw was just a movie that someone made,
like, because they thought... Sort of like a Marvel movie. So what do everyday common lesbians do, Kathy?
I think you know.
No, because I just watched...
What do you think that they do?
I just watched the videos. I'm saying,
and?
You, the videos I watched, I just told you. You said they don't do that. So that's what I was asking.
Okay. Every day, you know, regular lesbians, all they do is, like, you know, kiss and eat each other's pussies.
Okay.
And they suck on each other's boobs, and they just play with each other. They don't do any of the other stuff that that they do. I mean, some lesbians might, but everyday, usual lesbians, they just a regular thing.
What if they don't have, like, big boobs or something, or, like, scars?
What do you mean if they don't have big boobs?
You know, like I have this friend, Carol, and she had breast cancer, so she had her boobs removed.
Why did she have her boobs removed?
Because they were cancerous.
Okay.
Miss Thomas. But that's not
everyday usual. That's under something, a circumstance.
Okay. So, but I want to try some of the things that, I mean, in the video that looked fun, the scissoring. Like, if I was there with you, like, what would be?
You would be having your face between my legs.
Oh, my goodness. For how long?
For however long it takes you, you know, to either get me to come or until, you know, I'm satisfied.
Oh, my God.
Why are you, oh, my God?
I mean, no, oh, my God, and like, oh, my God, satisfying, oh, my God, not like, oh, my God, mean, oh, my God.
How long does it take to satisfy yourself?
It depends, like 20 minutes. I'm sorry I whispered, but, like, you know, my sister's here, so I didn't want her to hear.
You know, there are some things that I don't believe you.
What now?
I said there are some things that I don't believe you on. I don't believe that there's anyone else there. If you are in college, do you have your own dorm?
Yeah, it's shared though.
Okay, is it shared with another girl?
My sister.
Okay.
I mean, I can put her on if you don't believe me.
Yeah, put her on.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me go get her. Cheryl! Hold on.
What?
I want you to just talk to my friend. Come here.
Hello?
Yes?
Who's this?
Okay, this is not Cheryl.
My name is Cheryl. Who is this?
No, it's not.
Is this that woman, Kathy?
This is your computer.
What?
Right, Karen?
Excuse me? Is this Kathy?
Yes, but this is a computer talking to me.
Well, I am Heather's new computer.
Can I talk to her again?
Why do you want to talk to her?
Because I asked to.
Well, what if I wanted to talk to you?
Because I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to her.
She bought me so that I could help her interact with other people. It is a new technology from Apple.
Yes, but I don't want to talk to a computer. I want to talk to her. Can I talk to her?
She wants me to talk to you for a few minutes to understand better what you're looking for.
Okay, well, I want to talk to her, and since she does not want to talk to me,
I'm not talking to a computer. Okay, let me get her. Please hold.
Oh, are you going to go back in there? Hello? I told you.
Okay, that was not your sister. That was your computer. I feel like you are playing a big, big game. I don't like that.
But I'm not.
But that was your computer, wasn't it? Be honest with me. I'm not stupid. That was your computer, wasn't it?
Kind of.
Huh?
Well.
Kind of?
No, it was. No, Kathy.
That was your computer. That was not your sister. You are there alone.
That was my sister. Okay. And I even have a house mother from the dorm. You want to speak to her?
Why? So you can let me talk to your computer again?
No, you can. She's okay. Talk to her.
No, I don't want to talk to her.
No, give me a second.
No, I don't want to talk to her.
What do you want? What is it now?
Can you? She thinks you're a computer.
What?
She thinks you're a computer.
Who? Who does? What are you talking about?
My friend Kathy.
Okay.
Can you just like say something to her? I know this is awkward, but like, can you just say something? Because she thinks my sister's a computer.
Yeah. Give me the phone.
Okay.
Hello. You got Madge?
Yeah.
This is Madge.
Yes.
What can I do for you, honey? This is Madge. I'm the house mother here. Is Deborah
okay.
doing?
Okay.
Yeah. Deborah told me to talk to you. I'm not sure why.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why is the house mother just happened to be there?
I was just walking by the door. She said she wanted to talk to me. I don't know. That's what we do.
Okay.
I have to make sure the girls are okay. To be honest, Deborah's a little bit, you know, well, she can be, we have to watch her, you know? She's a little, she's a, yeah, we watch her.
All right, well, can I speak to her again?
Well, sure. Deborah, she wants to talk to you. She doesn't want to talk to me. I don't understand why you put me on the phone. Everything all right, honey? Deborah.
Let me talk to her again.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm sorry. Deborah, come here. She wants to talk to you. What are you doing to me? Put me in the middle of this.
I'm sorry. It won't happen again. Tom?
Oh.
Your house mother just wasn't walking by. That wasn't even a mother. That was, it sounded like a male.
What?
I feel like you were playing a game with me. How far can you take a game with me? I don't like that.
I'm not playing a game, Kathy.
I have felt like you've been playing a game for the last 2 or 3 phone calls.
Kathy, I sent you pictures, private pictures of me.
That's the way I feel.
Why do you feel
like you were playing a game with me?
You tell me that my sister is a computer. You tell me, I'm not understanding.
I believe that the art figures, right before you put both of them on, I heard you doing something to your computer. I'm not stupid.
You're fine, Kathy. Because I feel like nobody understands me. Okay, it was my fucking computer.
It was your computer, right?
Yes, both were my computer.
I already know that. Why are you playing the game?
Because I'm scared.
Well, you know what? If you keep playing games with me, I'm not going to answer anymore. Stop playing the damn game. I'm not stupid, Heather.
I know, I'm just scared. I know.
All right, then. Why are you scared?
Because I want to be a lesbian, but I'm so terrified. And I feel like I'm going to be bad at it. Because, to be honest with you, I can't do all of those things in the videos that I watched.
Well, like I said before, that's only what the producer, whoever is making those movies, want.
And another reason I get so nervous about it is because, to be honest, Kathy, sometimes I feel like you're mean to me because I don't know. When you just, like, scream
because
at me
I don't,
and holler.
Because I don't like you playing games with me.
No, before the game stuff, it's like you know, like, because I don't know anything. I don't know this lesbian shit, and you get so mean.
Because like I feel like you can't be that naive. You're 22, you're in college.
Yeah.
I can go out on the street right now, and I can ask 122-year-olds what lesbians do for sex.
Yeah, but how
all 100 of them can tell me.
Yeah, but was 122 of those women raised in a Christian upbringing? I was homeschooled, Kathy. My whole elementary, middle school.
It doesn't make any difference. You are in college. How long have you been in college for?
1 year, didn't college.
Okay. If there are two men together and they have sex, what do they do?
Well, one has a hole and one has a, you know, a penis, but two women don't have that.
Okay, but what do they do? What do two men do?
Like, play, like, in the, you know, up the butt or whatever, the duty stuff?
I just feel like you're playing a game.
No, you're asking me stuff. I go to a fucking woman's university. I mean,
yeah, and there is not a single lesbian in that entire university.
No, you asked me about men that
please. Are you familiar with the neighborhood?
No, not really.
Okay, right up the street from
there's
the dorm.
There's a gay bar or something. I know
there's
that.
There's a gay bar.
It is called
Madame Chainsaw Parlor.
Okay.
I've been there. All the lesbians from that university
go to that bar.
Yeah, but they look like fucking lesbians, Kathy. I don't.
No, they do not.
Yes, they do. I've seen those girls. They look like they came right out of a fucking Home Depot, Kathy. Let's just be honest.
Yeah, and let's be honest. Some of them up there look as sweet and innocent and feminine and straight Yes, again, I've talked to
them. Okay, be honest. You see those girls in me. Who's looking? Okay, I think I stand out, Kathy.
No, you don't stand out. You look like one of those girls that is sweet and innocent, but is really, you know, not.
Yeah, but I know that again.
I've been up at that bar many times.
Okay, honestly, do I look like a lesbian?
No, but what I'm saying is there are many, many lesbians or at least bisexual women up at that university.
I know. I'm saying, but they look like lesbians. The ones that I've seen.
Okay. I've seen those lesbians, and there's also lesbians that look just like you.
Well, then and where the fuck are they? Because if they are, they're hiding.
They're up at the bar. So all you have to do is just go up to that bar. That bar is only like a mile and a half east of the university.
Yeah, I know. I took an Uber by there before. I go to that food shop. Okay. Hashtag me too, Kathy.
Okay. So for you to tell me that you have no idea what lesbians do, I believe is a lie. Everybody knows when two lesbians are together, they eat each other's pussies out.
Not everybody's into the same thing, Kathy.
Trust me, I have been lesbian for many, many years.
Everybody knows.
Women eat each other's pussies out.
Okay, well, if that's the case, let me ask you something seriously, okay? I'm going to be real with you, since that's what you want. But you promise you're not going to get mad. So
not,
promise me
not,
that. No,
if
promise
you tell me the truth, I promise I won't get mad.
You don't get mad, and I'm going to get real with you. Kathy, everybody knows cows don't have dicks.
Okay.
So you must have been fibbing when you told me you sucked off a cow, because a cow is a female.
Well, I figured that you would know.
So you lied to me because you thought I would know. Correct.
No, I figured, you know, what would you have wanted? Okay, and then I should have said bull.
So you didn't sleep with a cow?
Well, a cow, a bull, it's the same thing, only one is a male and one's a female. What else?
Well, Kathy?
What?
Tell me, did you not have sex with a horse or not? Or was that a lie, too? And the dog?
No, I didn't have sex, but I, you know.
I want you to be honest with me. And how did, where? You just randomly got out of the car at a farm? Which farm?
This was many years ago. My friend who lived on a farm, and while she was inside, I snuck out in her barn, and I did it.
Okay, and where was this?
This was in San Angelo.
And this was, okay, and this just randomly happened?
I have seen pictures of horses' dicks, and I didn't believe that they were that big, so I had to find out for myself. Then once I did, it was so big, it turned me on, and I had to try it.
Was this before, like, you transitioned?
Yes.
But you told me you transitioned, like, in 2008.
No, I transitioned,
I'm confused.
Before,
because if you're lesbian, you don't like...
This was before I had surgery. This was back in the 90s.
Okay, and then, like, in your voicemail, and before you told me, like, hi, I'm Kathy, I'm very, very, very submissive, and very, very bi. But then when I talk to you, like, you're like, oh, I had dick, I don't like it. And also, you have not been submissive. You've been, like, very, like, confrontational and, like, controlling and aggressive.
That is because I feel like you were playing with me.
Okay,
and
so what about you being bi?
I like dick, but I don't like men. So technically, I'm bi.
Deborah, do you need my assistance?
No.
Okay.
I mean, no.
Sleep mode.
Who is that? Your computer again?
Yeah, because I said the word and it voice activated. My computer's the only thing I have in this fucking school, okay?
Okay. Wait, hold on.
Because that threw me off track. But back to what I was saying. So why did you say in the voicemail you were like very, very bi and you liked men?
No, I said I'm very bi because I like dick.
In the voicemail it doesn't say that. It's still on the chat line thing.
Okay, well, I don't remember that. That was...
I mean, itself, I could, that's what
that
you
was
said.
A voicemail.
I could give you my PIN number for the chat line, and you could hear it yourself.
I never left a message on the chat line. I always talk to people, you know, straight up.
Kathy.
You know the TV show Facts of Life?
I want you to be honest with me like I'm being honest with you. Okay, you caught me about the fucking computer, okay?
Okay, so what else have I caught you about?
About the computer.
Okay, and what else?
Okay, so are you really trans? Because to be honest with you, I feel like you're not.
What did it say on my profile?
That you're trans, but I don't think you are. I have a feeling that you're a true female. And you're just acting like you're trans to make lesbian stuff
okay.
like easier.
Well, thank you for the compliment. I appreciate that. What are you doing tomorrow night or Tuesday night?
Tomorrow's Monday. Kathy, tomorrow's Monday, honey.
Okay.
I mean, I was binge watching that TV show, Girls. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh my God, it's really good. It has lesbian stuff on there, but it's like fake lesbian stuff, like you said.
Are you planning on being up for a while? What time will you go to bed?
Probably pretty soon. Hold on. Okay, I'm going to get it to read about the TV show Girls, okay?
Okay. Okay.
I want you to hear... I want
back?
You, hold on 1 second. Yes, play the... read Wikipedia article, Girls TV show, HBO.
Looking up Girls TV show, HBO. Girls is an American television series that premiered on HBO on April 15th, 2012. Created and starring Lena Dunham. Hate her. And executive produced by Judd Apatow. Girls is a comedy drama following the lives of four young women following in New York City. Lena Dunham is a cunt, 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 ugly cunt, stupid bitch, cunt, very ugly, very ugly, very ugly, don't want her pussy, don't want her pussy, glitched,
Gay bars in Denton, Texas.
The gay bar is closed.
Gay bar in Denton, Texas.
The gay bar in Denton, Texas is closed.
And how do you know that?
There have been reports that the gay bar in Denton, Mabel Peabody's, has closed its doors after nearly four decades.
Deborah. For decades? No, I was just there.
Deborah, you need to get off the phone. Other people need to use
a little while ago, several months ago.
Deborah, why are you still on the phone? Are you okay?
Madam Peabody's Tech Chainsaw Sharpening.
According to Google, Mabel Peabody's Beauty Parlor and Chainsaw Repair.
Mabel Peabody's Chainsaw Sharpening in Denton.
Is closed. Permanently closed. When were you there?
Mabel Peabody's Denton.
Mabel Peabody's. One moment. Please hold. Mabel Peabody's. Beauty Parlor and Chainsaw Repair, 1125 East University Drive, Denton, Texas. Is that it?
Okay, yeah, and
according to Google, it is permanently closed.
Yes, I see that. When did it close? If I was there, you know, earlier.
Earlier? When were you there?
Okay.
According to a news report, the Denton Record Chronicle, on September 5th, Mabel Peabody's has closed. I'm sorry.
How was it? Heather.
I'm sorry.
Hello.
Yes.
I was there earlier this year.
It shows on the screen, closed. Kathy, that it's closed.
Yes, I Googled it, and it said it's permanently closed because I was going to have you meet me up there about 10:30.
I'm sorry, Mabel Peabody. Wait. It's closed.
Computer, stop.
Deborah, you need
it's
to get
closed,
off the phone.
Kathy.
Other girls have to use that.
I know that.
Okay.
But I was looking it up because I was going to have you meet me up there about 10:30.
Okay, but I can't meet you there because it's closed. That's what I'm saying.
I don't want no fucking heads.
I know that.
Okay. So you want to break in? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, my.
Deborah, what's this? What are you talking about?
Computer, stop.
I heard you say breaking. What are you planning now?
Computer, stop.
I'm not the computer. I'm a house mother, for real.
I programmed you. Computer, stop.
All right, you got 5 more minutes.
Kathy?
Yes?
What? You want to break in it, or what?
Oh, my God. Why would I want to break in? I did not know it was closed. I the last time I was up there was earlier this year.
Listen, if you snap at me one more fucking time, Kathy, I will slap you. Do you understand me? Calm the fuck down right now.
Wow, we got dominant all of a sudden.
Yeah, we did. Calm the fuck down.
Wow.
You're nothing but a suppressive bitch. Keep your in self in check and stay in your lines, Kathy.
So is this Heather or is this Heather's computer talking?
You better stop it right now. You will get fucking beat. Do you understand me?
And who's going to beat me?
I will beat you down.
Go for it.
And I'm starting with your pussy, so calm the fuck down. Okay.
Well, like I was saying, I was going to meet you up there until I saw that it was
closed. I got that the first time. I got that the third time. I got that the fifth time. I got that the seventh
okay,
time.
Okay, well, then why are you being difficult?
I'm not being difficult. You're being a rude bitch.
Well, sometimes I have to.
Yeah, well, sometimes you step over the line and you become really annoying and crazy with it, and you don't think of others' feelings, okay? Let me ask you this. When you went to school, what school did you go to?
That was a long, long time ago.
Okay, was it like for kids with anger problems?
No.
Okay, because you get over the line sometimes, Kathy.
Because you keep saying, you know, stuff. Like, what do you want to do, break in? No.
Well, when the person...
Why would I break in?
Okay, well, why would you say 10 times, well, I would wanted to meet you, but it's closed. I wanted to meet you, but it's closed. I wanted to meet you, but it's closed. And then what happened?
Because you were saying you want to break in?
Do you have a computer? Because I'm starting to wonder.
Yes.
You do?
Who doesn't have a computer?
No, but like you program yours too to talk?
No.
Oh, because I just didn't know. Because sometimes when you talk, you have a stutter. And I was like maybe wondering maybe it was like the computer or something.
No.
Are you sure?
Oh, my God. You know what?
Look, obviously, Kathy, you've had a few more drinks tonight. Like the other night when I called you because you were acting aggressive.
I have not been drinking.
Yes, you have, Kathy. You're acting totally different than you have been.
No, I tell you what, this is not working in any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
So I'm just going to say
maybe
goodbye.
Maybe we can meet at Olive Garden and then we can go from there. But, you know, I think just we need to, like, talk it out. But I got a term paper I got to finish because it is due in the morning. We both said things we didn't mean, but I think
all right,
it was true
well,
for you tonight. And hopefully you've been true
right,
with me.
All right, well, goodbye then.
Okay, but I have one question. Yeah. I was going to ask who paid, you know, like if two girls go out, who pays for the dinner? Who holds the door?
What a comment. I cannot believe she thought I was a computer.
I didn't think it was going to go down there.
You know, right? Apple has done such an amazing job with this AI. Amazing.
Okay, which
Siri
one of these
keeps improving?
Which one of these phone numbers on the list here do you want me to call? Because we don't have too much time.
Yeah, this apple crisp is delicious.
Do you want very large Nevermind or Big Dick Bobby?
Those
both sound good.
Big Dick Bobby.
Okay.
Have you talked to him before?
Yes.
Let's try Big Dick Bobby.
All right.
I just texted her and told her I'm a gay woman.
Hello.
Is this Bobby? Hey, Bobby.
Hi.
Got your voicemail, baby. How you doing?
Okay, who's this?
Heather.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Chucky Bar.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
You sent me a voicemail. It said you had a big, big duck. Is that true?
Uh-huh.
How big is that?
Are you in Mega Mates or what?
Yeah, how big is it?
What's your box number?
1478. Huh? 1478. How big is it, Bobby? Huh?
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I am 5'4", blonde hair, blue eyes.
How old
blonde
are you?
Hair. What, baby?
How old are you?
22.
How old are you?
22.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Do you have a nice cookie?
Oh my God.
Do you have a shaved pussy?
Is it okay that I'm deaf, though, Bobby?
Is your what?
Is it okay that I am deaf, Bobby?
Of course.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
All right.
Hello.
Yes. How much do you weigh?
Heather.
Oh, my God. This is my sister, Bobby.
Oh, are you on the phone?
Oh my God, you caught me with Bobby. My sister.
How much do you weigh?
Tell her how much I weigh.
She weighs 100.
Without the wheelchair.
Oh. She weighs 175.
That's good. I like that. You have big tits?
They're out
huge.
Look like monkey.
You have big tits then, huh?
They look like monkey bars.
Oh, God. You like to fuck?
Uh-huh.
I like you already.
Thank you.
You have such a sexy voice, you know that?
Can you get closer to the phone?
Can I get off over the phone, yes?
How big is the pillow?
You like that?
Uh-huh.
How big is it?
32B.
I like your voice so much.
Ah, good day.
So yeah, it's been fun. He hasn't pooped, haven't had to use.
Bring me some.
These clips suck.
What were you saying about your sister?
How big is your cock? Cock, how big is it?
Yeah.
Are you by yourself? Sister?
No, she's with her sister.
Oh.
Are you retarded and you can't hear us?
Hey, hello? I like your sense of humor.
Oh, you want to play with my big fat pussy?
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, you like it that it's injected with saline and it's huge. Oh, I fell on the stairs.
It's that injected with saline, isn't it?
Yeah, big lips. Big lips, two in a hand.
Why is it injected with saline?
Because I wanted to make my lips big for you.
You actually put saline in there?
Yeah, I used a needle and I injected that shit with 123 cc's.
So you're a little freak, huh?
Oh, yeah. I also smashed my duty on it.
Oh, I brought you lunch, but I don't want to disrupt this. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry, y'all. What are y'all doing? Who are y'all talking to?
Madge was just ruining it.
He thought that was real.
Cheryl, you told me play Fall Down the Stairs, and I Googled Fall Down the Stairs, and it's a shitty.
I told you to play the clip of Kathy saying, I fell down.
You should have been more specific. You should have been more specific.
Me too.
I thought you said, because I searched for the play Fall Down the Stairs on YouTube, and it's some queen.
He thought that was real?
Who was this person?
He was boring.
Some man from the chat line.
He was boring anyway.
I was trying to be Yoda.
Next.
So no Game of Thrones.
Eddie.
I'm trying to find a good sound effect.
Well, Steve, you better check on make sure it didn't OD.
All right, but Deborah, you have to involve us. We can't just sit here and not do anything. It's not fun. Okay. It's not fun. It's just your grum. It's just your grum, then.
That's true.
So, otherwise you're going to hear from Mrs. Garrett.
And
I'm not a computer. I'm a woman. I'm a woman.
The game bar is closed.
Okay, this is Eddie. Hello? Hello? Hi, how doing? He didn't answer.
Oh, Lord, he was really good.
Very large, never mind. What does that mean?
Yeah. I just took notes when they sent me voicemails.
That's not a very good note.
That's what he said.
Very large, never mind?
He said very large, and then he paused, and he was like, never mind.
Oh.
I was like, oh.
It's not quite as good as what I was imagining. I thought he meant very large. Oh, calling. Hello? Hello?
Hello? This is very large, never mind.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
He?
Let's just pretend I'll be him.
Hello?
Okay. Hey.
Hello?
Hey, oh my God, you sound different.
Yeah, just very large, never mind.
Oh.
What you want, baby?
Just from your voicemail, I thought you were white.
I'm just very large, never mind. Did you think my dick was very large? Never mind. No, wish it was me, baby.
Sound like a big black woman.
Very large. Never mind.
I'm from California, and
you know, wish you so sexy.
A black man here. Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. How old are you, baby?
22.
What's your favorite food?
Starbucks.
If a Starbucks ain't a food, baby, that's just foam. That's just foam, baby. What you like to eat? Chicken? Grits? Chicken? Pickles? You like Kool-Aid pickles? You like Chicago town food and Kool-Aid pickle? You like...
Did you teach people in your family to say pickle?
What are you talking about? Why would I do that?
Pickle. Chicken pickle.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you like Kool-Aid pickle, baby. Hello. That is your name.
Oh. My name is.
I got a fart again.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness.
I love that Kathy makes the same sound as Cheryl. It's so creepy. Vavoofed.
My favorite part was when she was like talking to her like she was really using like an AI.
But there's something we didn't talk about, which is that Miss Tracy stole Ms. Angela's money.
Oh, Lord.
Are we going to call Heather slave?
We can. That's the one that I said was going to send him out and be a prostitute.
All right, let's try that. Oh, yeah.
But, I made him beat himself with a belt on the mic.
Well, good. Make him talk to us.
Okay.
What's wrong, baby? Mm-hmm. Hi, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, had a slave here. Hey, I'm just trying to not have dead hair.
Oh, oops. Did I screw that up? I'll call it again. I just don't want no dead hair while we're waiting.
You know, baby?
Okay, I'm going to call again, only I won't talk. But,
how do they fill you with voicemail?
Hey, baby. What a voicemail. What are you talking about, voicemail?
I think he must have sent you a voicemail and he wants you to play it.
Who?
Anonymous.
Well, what the fuck? I don't know where it is. Am I supposed to pull it out of my asshole? I don't know where this fucking voicemail is. From Anonymous?
Yeah.
You think I keep, like, I'm so organized. Oh, somebody sent me a voicemail. Let me put it in the fucking folder for next week. I don't do that. I don't know where shit is. If you wanted me to play something, send it to me now on Facebook or something. I don't know. Fucking voicemail. Where am I supposed to find a fucking voicemail? Now I ruined the call. Oh my God, my ear hurts. Play the voicemail.
Why?
I'm sure it's so great. Play the voicemail from the Anonymous.
Anonymous.
The fuck voicemail. He sent Nikki on Facebook. Well, when did you send it? 3 weeks ago? I don't see anything in fucking Facebook. Jesus Christ. Like, I get one person sends me shit. The fuck. Tristan sent a link. No, it says attachment unavailable, so that's not it. Bleeple. Oh, that's someone else. What about Robert Scoble molesting women? How we haven't talked about that.
Oh, hello. Jesus Christ. And he was just on Twit.
I'm waiting for Adam Curry for his shit to come out.
He who?
Adam Curry.
he would have never done anything.
Yeah, no.
He tried to molest my makeup gal when I was with him in Florida. That's the truth. He's disgusting.
What's wrong? Pop unders.
Yeah, and I can verify that. I heard he sucked off a cow. Just put it out there. Hashtag me moo. Moo.
I don't see any voicemails on any fucking of my Facebook shit, and I'm losing my voice again.
Are you really sick, or are you just speaking in?
It's my computer.
She's phoning it in.
Yeah, because it sort of sounds like Lifetime original cough.
Well, it would be help if you talked while I'm coughing to death. I'm Hillary. I'm Hillary.
So,
we rise, and yet we rise.
Hashtag Starbucks. Hashtag okay, white
so
girl problem.
Somebody
hashtag.
Sent me something. Oh, I found the voicemail. Here it is. Girdle.
I really need a bike. I have like two dog bikes that I got a bit long time ago, but I'm really interested in that bike frame right there so I could put it together. Please call me back. Thank you.
What?
My name is Rita. I really need a bike. I have like two dog bikes that I got a bit long time ago, but I'm really interested in that bike frame right there so I could put it together. Please call me back. Thank you.
Oh, that has to be math.
Okay, so you call her back now, okay? Because he gives us money, and just ask her about if she still wants the bike.
Okay.
And call her honey a lot.
Okay. Who am I calling as?
Just, who cares?
6-2-4-5-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-2-1-0 is not a recognized mailbox. 110-2. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Didn't work. I tried the number. That wasn't the number. Oh, the zero lady. She's on meth, too. I'll try once more. Fuck this. All right. This last call is for Cheryl.
So many zeros?
This is for Cheryl. Continued punishment.
Shut up, Ken.
This is her.
Hi, this is the helpline. How may I help you?
Oh, my God. It is not going good at all.
Pardon me?
I said, I'm just having a bad night. This is, oh, my God. It's bad.
Are you pregnant?
Yeah. I just got back and took the test.
Did you go to the hospital?
No, I went to a doctor's office.
Okay. So how can I help you?
They did, like, the bucket test and, like, the connected thing. It said I was pregnant.
Okay. What's your age? Hello?
16.
Ma'am, you're not 16. Pardon me?
Yeah, I am. I'm 16.
Okay. What's your zip code then?
My zip code is 75601. 75601? I really am. 75601.
Okay. What I can do is I can refer you to a pregnancy center.
What did you say your name was?
I said, this is Zena. I said, do you want me to refer you to a pregnancy center for a free pregnancy test and to talk about your options?
Well, Vina, yeah, but why were you questioning my age?
We had been getting a lot of pranks, and I thought you were an older lady that had been calling, so I was asking you.
Oh, my goodness.
No. Okay, I apologize. Okay?
Oh, my God.
Do you need...
It just threw me off because when you said older lady...
Well, you said you've been to a doctor. You said you just come from... You said you just come from the doctor's office, and you have, so I just wanted to make sure that this was a legitimate call. I apologize. Okay.
I just want to make sure what I'm calling.
The doctor today?
Okay, so like we're all on the same page. I just want to make sure this is the pregnancy hotline, correct?
Right. And what I can do, if you went to the doctor today and you had a positive pregnancy test,
he gave me two numbers. He gave me this number and he gave me a number to a Planned Parenthood, and so I was calling both to get options.
Okay. Now the options are parenting.
Because
I can adopt make an adoption plan, and we can give you information about abortion, but we don't refer for or perform abortions.
Okay. Can I get some information on the abortion?
Okay. So what we can do is, what I can do is give you a pregnancy center that can talk with you about your options. And since you have proof of pregnancy, you already have proof of pregnancy where you went to the doctor, the pregnancy center can also follow up with a free ultrasound depending on how far along you are.
He told me 8 weeks.
Pardon me?
Yeah. I have the pop.
Okay, so you have proof of pregnancy. So would you like to talk to them also about a free ultrasound?
I don't know. Like, does it cost, Miss Vina, will it cost anything, Vina?
No, it's free. All our services are free and confidential. What they can do is assist you with the ultrasound.
Okay, why do I need the ultrasound, though? Because I already know I'm pregnant. I went to a licensed doctor.
But the ultrasound, they can do the ultrasound to ensure that you're having a viable pregnancy, that you're pregnant, and that you're not, you know, that you're pregnant and that your pregnancy is viable.
He did that today, though.
He did the ultrasound too?
Yeah, when they did the bucket thing. It was a 3D ultrasound.
Oh, okay. So I thought you just went to have your pregnancy confirmed today. So you have already did your ultrasound.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then at this point, the pregnancy center can talk with you about your options. And your options, as I said, are parenting, making an adoption plan, and abortion. So would you like me to give you a number of a pregnancy center in your area so they can talk with you?
So do they pay for the abortion?
No, they don't refer for or perform the abortion, but they can give you information about the abortion. And we also have information about abortion procedures on our website, which is optionline.org.
And what are those? Like, I mean,
the procedure.
Yeah, I just wanted one thing. I didn't understand there was like different types of abortions.
Yes, and they're on our website, optionline.org. It depends on how far along you are in your process.
That's just education only.
We do not refer for or perform abortion.
Ms. Zena, are you big?
Pardon me?
Are you bigger?
What do you mean, ma'am?
Like, with the options and stuff, are you able to, like, you know, get all that information?
Well, what I would like to do is...
It just sounds to me like... Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I would like to refer you to a pregnancy center, and they have more information, so they can give you all that information.
My friend Natalie, she's a bigger girl, and with her thing, she said, are you fat, obese?
No, I'm not. So,
okay.
That has nothing to do with the information. I only said that because I'm
a plus size girl also. You were saying there's different procedures. I thought that's what you're like, you know, like insinuating that I was like, I was a bigger girl.
It depends on, it depends on how far along you are in your process.
Let me give you a pregnancy. Oh, I don't want to do anything over the phone with that.
Right. But no, ma'am, I just want to give you a pregnancy center for you to call to talk about your options.
Well, I don't want to like commit to anything because like the Planned Parenthood, they like she told me on the phone that they would come back down tonight to do the abortion.
Well, no, ma'am, we would never do an abortion. So, okay.
No, the Planned Parenthood.
So would you like me
that
to...
I called? No,
we're not affiliated.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I told you I went to the doctor. He gave me two numbers. He gave me this one, and he gave me one to Planned Parenthood. I called both. I called Planned Parenthood first, and then they told me that they were willing to open up the center tonight so I could get an abortion. And then I told them, okay, let me give you guys a call also because he gave me both numbers, and that's why I'm calling you.
Okay, so what I can do... is if you like, I can refer you to...
So, do you know, Ms. Zena, Ms. Zena, are you a bigger girl?
No, I'm not, ma'am.
Well, Natalie's a bigger girl, okay?
Okay, but ma'am, that has nothing to do with the process. What I'm asking you is, would you
Natalie is a bigger girl. ma'am, Miss Vina.
I'm asking you, would you like me to give you a pregnancy center?
No, because the appointment's tonight. Why can't you help me now? Isn't that your job, Miss Vina?
I can't.
You don't even know if Natalie's a bigger girl. Miss Vina, why don't you know that Natalie's a bigger girl and stuff?
Ma'am, you know what, ma'am? I would love to give you a center. If you would like a center, I can give you a center.
I don't want a fucking center. I need help now. I'm not a center. Okay.
I'm sorry I can't help you then. If you
no, you are me. Helping me, but you won't answer me. I asked you about Natalie being a bigger girl. Well, and you won't even say.
But ma'am, I can't answer that question for you.
You can't even
I'm
Google?
Not a medical professional.
Can you not Google it? No, I mean...
No, I cannot help you with that. I can give you a
Zena, I'm talking to you woman to woman. Is Natalie a bigger girl?
I don't know anything about Natalie, ma'am.
I just have all this pressure on me because they're going to do it tonight, and you're telling me I have to call back tomorrow, and you can't even tell me anything.
I mean, I can't help you with that. So if you would like me to give you a pregnancy center, I would be glad to do that. Otherwise, you can call our 800 number that you called, okay?
Okay, but if you can help me with that, what can you help me with?
I can refer you to a pregnancy center that can talk with you about your options.
I could have just Googled that 2 hours ago and said, wasting my time calling. They pay you to Google.
Me?
I mean, not to be mean, but they just pay you to Google stuff.
Ma'am, I'm trying to understand what you're needing. I can give you information about a pregnancy helpline, and you can go to our website, optionline.org.
Information about Natalie being a bigger girl.
No, I can't help you, okay? I'm sorry. You can always call us back if you need a pregnancy center, okay?
Is it normal for me to still get wet down there?
Ma'am, I'm hanging up from this call. Have a good day.
No, I need to know. Natalie, Tootie, bigger girl. Natalie is a bigger girl. Zenu. Miss Zena. Miss Zenu. Miss Zena. Mrs. Zena or Miss... Mrs. Zena. Okay, just give me the number then to the other place. This is too much stress. This is why I don't want to have the baby. Because the baby's going to be a stress baby. I'm a child of incest. Miss Zena Berger.
Finally.
She's still there.
Jesus Christ.
Kathy's not stupid.
Zenu.
Yeah, Kathy's not stupid at all. Computer. Kathy, do you have a computer too?
Gay club.
I wanted you to ask her about her Scientology beliefs, since her name is Zenu.
Oh, that would have been a good idea.
I did type it 20 times, but that's okay. All right, I have to play the rest of this clip. Apparently, we didn't play enough of it from the lady with the bicycle, so let me just play this.
Hi, Ted. My name is Rita. I really need a bike. I have, two-dog bikes that I got a bit long time ago, but I'm really interested in that bike being right there so I could put it together. Please call me back. Thank you.
Apparently, that's not the end of it.
Yeah, you fucking whore with me following me up down and around. Did I ever want a fucking whore named Rosemary to follow me up, down, and all around? Shut up. Tell me after you shit for that fucking whore.
What?
You know, I even went to the Goodwill. I was there at 6:30 this morning.
That's the same 7:30
this morning. You don't know if it's 9. I don't know what kind of games you're playing. I don't want nothing to do with Sacramento business people that associate with fucking punk ass bitches who want to make us get up and play fucking games online in Ohio. I want nothing to do with that kind of grub jazz boss. I'm not wasting my life time. I'm too sick for that shit for fucking bitch and fucking ice man started running game on me. Play a little huggy fucking little buggy shit. Fuck my life up. There is nothing anybody can do in the Lord's house. Shut up. When the Lord puts you together with a man,
sick
hand. He say you have a buggy bitch slut. And he say my husband has to take sick leave. Fuck and fuck started making me look like a fucking stupid ass. Dumb bitch. Dumb Mexican, dumb Indian, punk slut bitch. For a fucking whore to suck my dick.
Oh, I heard that.
For a fuck, I'm not there. Shame on you, slut. I'm gonna claim this bitch, motherfucking hoe. Fucking punk ass tramp. Disgusting to me.
Egg says she's talking to her plants.
I don't know. What did he say? He said she butt dialed me, and it's all about people sucking cock and Goodwill tramps.
Well, you know, Goodwill takes everything. That's the problem.
Can you get me a real number, Kenny? Can you get me a real number, though? Because that number didn't... Anyway, we got to do money. It's time to go.
Okay.
We didn't get to do any videos today, so that's good. So just keep them on the list for next time.
And we'll save them.
Oh, here she goes.
Somebody wrote, these voices will all go away if she just could get that bike.
True.
It's Rhubarb Lady.
Oh, it is. Or that one that was, you know, going under the fence with her hand. Just digging away.
We got a lot of money, ladies.
Well, that's good. Considering how hard Deborah's been working, we need a third of it.
And you don't deserve any of it, but you're still going.
Can somebody edit? I got to get this out there. Can someone edit like a Star Trek episode, Next Generation, where, you know, Picard's like computer and then it's you talking?
Yeah, that'd be funny. He's like, you're the computer.
Well, it's just Cheryl as Siri is funny, I think.
How did she think I'm a computer? I mean, really? How does this sound like a computer?
Well, she's a GLBT person who voted for Trump. I mean, what?
No, she didn't. She voted for Hillary. She did not vote for Obama.
She never actually said she voted for Hillary.
Yes, she did.
She said there was two options. Did you vote for Trump?
If I didn't vote for Trump, then I voted for the other one.
I thought she said she voted for Trump. Did I hear it wrong?
No, she did not vote for Obama.
Well, in any case, she's an idiot.
She's racist.
Okay, so what's the lesson from this call? Even stupid people voted for Hillary. Okay, so the last time I paid you was October 8th, right?
No, it wasn't. September 1st.
No, it fucking wasn't.
Oh, well.
Piece of garbage.
Did anyone do the how you had instructed paying friends?
Yeah.
A few people. I
believe so.
Well, that's good. And also, you know, the new thing, I don't know if somebody did that, but where if you wanted, you know, us to call somebody, you know, you could donate. Are we going to do that?
I mean, you're the one that's going to
do that for you, Dave.
Yeah, but okay. Yeah. But the thing is, just please link, share, like, or pretend I'm Rachel Cannon. I made a video about fat people with fairy.
And then you'll get a free shitty song. Yeah,
I'll give you free album.
Don't we have a Russian listener out there that can use some of those bots? I mean, if you're going to fuck our democracy, at least let us get something out of it.
Okay, yeah. So let's see. So the first, are you ready, Cheryl?
Yes.
This is.
I got my calculator.
Poppy, and we got $10 from Poppy.
Oh, my God.
With a note that says, thank you, Deborah, for saying you like it on your call to Kathy, Stevie X.
Oh, thank you, Poppy.
Patrick P. I need you to shut up. Okay. Patrick P. sent $50.
Whoa.
Brian P. Word sent $14.26.
Oh.
Poppy again, $10. With a note that says, for the Goyles, X. Poppy must be on a manic episode. But that's
thanks.
Good. Poppy, okay, Luke T, $10.
Thank you, honey.
And then Poppy again for $10.
Oh.
It says, for the poor pop, Stevie X.
Oh. Pops.
Chad Weiss, who is very nice to look at, gave us $25. Yeah. Oh. I mean, everybody in our database is gorgeous, though. I don't mean to.
Oh, that one that works at the bathhouse. Beautiful.
Chad says, I love you, Goyles. Can you each say woo? Woo.
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 Okay. And then Anonymous, $23.97. Mike V, $10. Tim Trainer, $26.54.
Thank you.
His note says, thank you, ladies, for your shows. XOXO. Chod, $9.41.
Isn't that the one you love his mother?
Yeah. Kyle F., $25 even. I think Kyle's birthday was today.
Oh, happy birthday.
And he's very hot, remember? His note says, this is for Deborah's fantastic flower, V. Flower Grum. Thanks for the lives.
Okay. It's not flower, it's a grain.
Tristan Ull, $48.25.
Oh. My God.
Look forward. His note says, hold on, what is it? Look forward to your Grums. They really brighten up my week, and I can't donate enough. Thank you, girls. That's true.
Thanks.
You can't donate enough, so donate more. Just kidding. Not really. Anonymous, $14.26. Ashley W. from Gone with the Wind. What does it say? For those shoulders. $9.41.
Roll those shoulders.
Yeah.
Roll.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
And then Jeffrey R., the one you just made fun of, who works in the bathhouse. $23.97. You should feel bad, Cheryl.
$23 and what?
97.
I'm sorry for the things I said about the things.
And lastly, we have Gina. $30 even. Thank you, all of you.
Whoa,
thank
whoa.
You.
Just doing a refresh to see if anything else came in. No. Okay, what total do you have, Cheryl?
$116.69. It's very nice.
That's very big.
What money? What money?
What money?
What money?
I don't know where I'd put that in me.
Where's my phone?
Hope I can.
They were so big, I couldn't even fit it all the way in my mouth.
Yeah.
And I said cow, I meant bull. It's the same thing. One's a male, one's a female.
Stevie said, I send a lot of littles because I'm a new listener and I'm going through that catalog. So I just shoot over 10 every time I crack up.
Works for me.
Yeah.
He must have a lot of money.
Who's Stevie V? Is he my friend on Facebook?
How the fuck should I know who you're friends with on Facebook? Am I your goddamn secretary?
Oh.
I don't know, but yeah. I was friends with Tom on MySpace.
Oh, yes. I think he's the one that might be dating Tim.
Tim Traynor?
He's the one that's dating Tim. I think so.
Well, they both have friends with him. They must be some rich bitches because they both got money, honey.
Well, that's what happens when you live in Australia.
Are they in Australia?
And you say, is that how you like it? Yeah, he's in Victoria.
Victoria, BC?
Melbourne. Victoria.
Blubbercunt?
Melbourne. He's a good one.
Victoria Beckham? No?
Yeah, no. Oh, wow.
You should have seen my my TV show today, that Sunday morning, the one for the old people news that I talk about with Jane Pauley. They showed, they had an episode, what is the cloud? And they're like, well, today we're going to figure out what is that cloud our grandchildren are always talking about.
I hate Jane Pauley's voice. She talks so loud.
You love her, you fucking bitch.
She's so fucking loud.
You love her.
Hate her.
You know who I hate the most who's loud is that fat late night bitch. What's his name? Corbin? Corden? He's always screaming, my name is James Corden. I'm bloated as a big fat whale. I look like Porky Pig and I'm always screaming.
Who watches that shit?
I don't fucking know. He's like Adele. You know they're from the same town and they both scream? Oh, I hate them.
And he's redheaded.
He's horrible.
Yeah. Well, that's most of them.
All right.
Well, we done, or do I need to put it in? Oh,
got her done.
Well, I had a fun time with you girls. Hopefully next week will be even better, and Kathy will be in a better mood.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I really want you to, next time, I really want you to scream. I remember the other day, a few weeks ago, you screamed at me like you were just freaking out when I was making fun of your diet. And you started screaming, but like a really crazy person. Like you were overmodulating. You're like, like really off the charts crazy. I'd like to see you that way.
Okay. Well, I think we can work that out.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Well, that is if we're going to grum next week. We never know. And then at some point, Madge decides, oh, we didn't get enough. But, you know, there's not a clear cutoff point. So
I would say the cutoff is probably by Friday afternoon. Because I got to plan my weekend, honey. I'm not just going to sit around, I wonder if I'm going to get enough money so I can do something. No, I have to plan my life. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It changes like Trump's wealth. It's just whatever he thinks that day.
Not all
of us. Yes, health care, no health care. Yes, health care, no health care. Yes, rich people. Yes, rich people. Yes, rich people.
Don't worry. You've got Rachel Maddow to make you feel better.
True. Me too. Yeah. Yeah.
And Deborah Wilkerson.
Yeah, well, thanks for grumming, girls, and hope you get fucked, and I'll talk to you soon.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye, honey. Squish them.
Squish them.
Good night.